It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a kid named James. They played and played TS, you see, till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N, the Izzy, recording it down straight from me, dad Izzy.
It's our show. No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies, attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see, because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you
and me.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so good. It's so
amazing.
Great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you need to know about the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hacker Media. It costs us a little, but it's free to ya.
So sit back and enjoy the show, cause here we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. Yeah, yeah. Like the Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Can we like a show? This is the show. Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show, Squizzy Go.
Squizzy, come on, Squizzy. UT crazy.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had a song like this? But you don't, cause you're just.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Squizzy Radio, episode 20. Gene and Isaiah here with you in the studio recording.
Yes, in the studio. The very studio.
The studio that we have.
That we do have one. And it's called a living room.
Right. It is a living room.
Yeah. Not a studio.
Well, you should look up the definition of studio. I think it's pretty much any recording environment.
No. I don't think that that's what the definition of studio is at all. Ever.
I'm pretty sure that it is. Alright, we're going to dictionary.com. We're gonna look it up. Pretty sure that it's just going to be an environment in which one records something.
Studio. An artist's workroom. A photographer's...
Photographer's.
A photographer's establishment. Establishes where art is taught or studied. A room... building or group of buildings where movies, television shows, or radio programs are produced.
Is that not what this is?
Okay, I guess this
All
is
right.
a room.
It's a
this
studio.
Is a room. It counts as a room. And it said room. Anyway, so another episode of Squizzy coming at you. We're starting recording at midnight and a half.
Midnight and a half.
That's probably the latest Squizzy next to the drunk Squizzy. This is the latest.
Oh man, yeah. I think you're right. This is a pretty late episode. No planning.
None whatsoever.
We did, however, see a really terrible movie.
Yes.
Before we did the show.
This movie was horrific, to say the least. It was Saw.
Really bad.
Yeah, it starred the guy from The Princess Bride.
Right, from The Princess Bride.
The Farm Boy.
Hot Shots. And Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
And this guy has gotten rather obese. And it turns out, contrary to my previous belief, that he's one of the worst actors in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty bad. Anytime that there was any kind of dramatic scene, he...
It was bad.
It was pretty awful.
On the ground like, I'm going to kill you! You bastard! You bastard! I'm going to kill you! I have to go now, or I will bleed to death. And dying is bad for me. You see?
It was bad.
Pretty bad. And bad ending, too, for those of you who think you're going to see it, but you're not going to see it after listening to this, because I already told you that the bad guy was the dead guy in the middle of the floor. The whole time. Surprise ending. Pretty good. Pretty good. Everyone dies in the end as well.
Except the wife and girl. The wife and girl don't die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The black guy dies. Danny Glover dies. A couple times.
Yeah. I don't know why he had to die. He had absolutely no part in the movie.
Yeah, it really didn't.
He was a character with little or no development, little or no part in the story. Like, literally...
None of the characters had any development. They just kind of throw them in there, and then they give you little tidbits, but you don't really know anything about them.
I mean, literally, if Danny Glover hadn't have been in that movie, it would have been the same movie.
Right.
You think? Because he did nothing.
All the characters were like that, though. It wouldn't
have
mattered.
The mom and the kid, he fought back.
Not really.
Yeah, since the bad guy was the dead guy the whole time, nobody really accomplished anything.
Right. Terrible movie.
Good. Very bad.
Terrible. Don't...
Hated it.
See it. If you are going to go ahead and, you know...
No, you're not.
Inflict that upon yourself, just download it.
Yeah,
don't. Actually, you know what? Don't. Don't.
Just don't.
Your computer actually might think it's a virus. It might.
Yeah.
Don't
crap
see
itself.
It. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Pretty.
So I came up with this idea.
Pretty bad.
So I came up with this idea. Since my 21st birthday is coming up next month. I was thinking I was going to order some absinthe offline, because it's not illegal to own absinthe in the United States. It's only illegal to sell absinthe in the United States.
Right, and we actually brought this up several months earlier, I think.
On the air? No,
yeah, between me and you. You know, we were talking about maybe getting some absinthe one of these days. Isaiah's 21st is coming up, so we just might do it.
Yeah, probably going to do it. And I've just been reading up on it, and it's supposed to be pretty good, pretty wild. One of the websites I was reading said to get the full effects, you can't drink it slowly. You have to drink it all at once.
Okay.
Which, absinthe, two shots will get you more drunk than you've ever been, and four shots, you start seeing fuzzy pink elephants.
Now, hang on, what was it? 120 proof? Is that what you said?
No, 180 proof.
180?
It will, in fact... eat through plastic containers, that so they have to keep it in glass.
It's nuts.
This is what we will be putting in our bodies.
And
I heard that it eats through your penis as you're urinating as well. And your liver.
The penis, really?
Yeah.
You read that.
I did.
You didn't really.
I didn't read it anywhere. I made it up. But...
makes sense.
I want to read it somewhere, so that I'll be afraid when I pee.
Yeah, look forward to a SAQ Quiz Part 2.
Now, our intentions are to do a Squizzy whilst drunk. But if I know, if anything that I've been reading about absinthe is true, we may never get around to it because we'll be off somewhere not knowing what's going on. Possibly even peeling off our own flesh.
We've read stories about people that are seeing dancing clowns in the air and fluffy pink elephants and the like. And this brought up an interesting point for me because my brain is very malicious towards me. I have a very horrific imagination. I have nightmares constantly. They're not necessarily scary, you know, for me, because I'm just so used to them. But if I'm thinking that if someone like me were to drink absinthe, what kind of effect would it have on me? I'm thinking that I'll see these clowns dancing, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're going to go...
Yeah, they will...
And chase me.
Destroy you.
I mean, I'm thinking that this may...
So what currently I have pictured in my mind for my birthday night is us standing out in the yard of my apartment complex, me dancing around with my pink elephant friends, la 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 la, skippity skippity skip, Gene running, flailing his arms from the killer clowns with knives that are chasing after him, screaming and running and running and running, and our good friend Adam will probably be making out with his prostitute elephant on the couch. And good times will be had by all. Especially me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
we're going to do
since
it.
It's my birthday, I'm going to take one extra shot that you guys aren't going to take.
Alright.
Yeah, y'all are going to take four. I'm going to take five. Because five is the max you can take. If you take six shots, you die.
Alright. I don't think I could take... I think I would die, even with five, myself.
I think you'd die with four.
I might die with four. It's exciting. It's an exciting time. Seeking death.
We're trying to figure out if we can get someone, third party, that's not drinking in on it. I'm thinking about getting Elise to come, because she doesn't want to drink to begin with. The only problem with this is that she's a girl, and there are going to be three guys potentially out of their minds.
Yeah.
Around her, and I don't know if it'd be a good situation.
You know what? You know, you say you lose your mind, but you don't really lose, you know, complete.
Well, even normally being drunk, Gene, I've been told that I've ended up naked wanting to have a foursome with some of my good friends, and I don't remember this. And I'll be drinking something much stronger.
It's true.
I fear for my manhood on this night.
I would like to think that something like that wouldn't happen.
We won't know if it does or not.
We won't
wake up in the morning. If I wake up and your penis is in my mouth, I will go into the kitchen, grab a serrated knife, and stick it through my veins. Because there will not be a reason to live anymore.
I think we'll just keep that to ourselves if that ends up...
If that happens,
something
I'll
like
kill
that.
Myself.
Don't kill it.
I'll kill myself if it happens. I'll pop myself right here.
I'll hold you to that.
I'll do it.
Just in case it happens.
Because it just wouldn't be worth ever looking at you again. And you know I can't live not looking at you.
You know, I don't know, man. On my end, that would seem somewhat satisfying. Like... horrifying, but satisfying at the same
time.
Oh,
yeah? I hate you. It's horrible. But I'm hoping that's not going
to
happen.
Just to know that I wasn't the one with it in my mouth would give me some
What if it was the other way around?
I don't know. Honestly, I would hope that I woke up first and you didn't know. And then I could just, you know, just get away. And then I'd never speak about
You'd never
it.
Tell me?
I'd never tell you.
Huh.
I'm sure I would tell you. I'd bring it up on the show. On
now,
the
I'm wondering
show.
What would happen if I woke up first and my penis was in your mouth. I'd look down. And, you know? I don't know what I would do. I can't even just go right back to sleep. Let you wake up and pretend like it never happened, and I would pretend like I was asleep the whole time.
Now, but what happens if the aforementioned situation occurs and Adam wakes up first? You see?
I didn't even think about that. If Adam would never mention it either. I know Adam. He would look at us and turn around and go back to sleep. But I would be the one that wakes up first, regardless of the situation. Because you guys sleep in.
That's true.
I can't. I don't care how drunk I get.
That's true.
So, yeah. It should be good times. We'll see what happens. I'm sure you guys will hear about it as soon as it happens. My birthday's coming up on June 9th. Jeans is June 3rd?
30th.
Ith? 30th?
Close.
Give me a second. Don't rush me. Don't rush me.
I'm sorry.
I was in the middle of saying the word.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
the number. Sometimes I say things slow. You can't just push me up. Can't do that.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean to.
Bitch.
I didn't mean to.
Okay. Well, don't do it again. No problems. Okay.
Sorry.
Too busy thinking about
penis in your mouth.
Beat me to it. What I was going to say is, too busy thinking about my penis in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But you beat me. So Gene comes over today. My girlfriend's here.
No.
And he takes his pants off.
Oh, that did happen.
He did.
I don't remember what led up to it, though.
I said, let's take our pants off. For some reason.
I remember.
I don't know why. But you did.
He did.
I was kidding, of course. Jade took them off.
Sat on the couch for probably 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, no pants.
No pants.
Pretty good.
Wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was. It's gross.
Yeah,
I like seeing you in boxers. Your legs are like 10 feet long.
That's true. Individually.
Yeah. You think I was talking about the conglomerated total of the length of your legs? No. No, what was it?
Alright. 10 feet long.
So,
Tara came out.
Yeah, Tara. John's girlfriend. John, my friend's girlfriend, came out and saw him.
Said hello.
Said it was the smallest penis she's ever seen.
She didn't say that.
Yeah, she did.
She might have.
I don't tell everybody.
She might have said that.
Okay.
I can't remember if she did say that.
No, she didn't say it.
I think Elise said that.
Elise said, "You are a small man." I think she was probably referring to the fact you're really skinny, but I was thinking that she was talking about
your
manhood.
I thought it was about the penis as well.
No, I think she was talking about your skinniness.
That was probably what it was.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I don't think you would have disagreed had she had been talking about your penis, though.
You know what, man? I'm at the point where it's just like, meh.
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 Yeah. I mean, your online girlfriend has seen it so many times, right?
Right.
It's fucking disgusting. Disgust me to think of Gene's penis traveling across thousands of miles to reach some lonely Asian girl's eyes.
Oh, man.
The thought horrifies me.
Yeah, we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on.
Gene's penis traveling... Could possibly over your very household, my friends. You don't know how those lines cross. Somebody could have been on the phone at the same time as your penis is traveling through it.
It could have happened. But here's the thing. I don't deny it. Mm-hmm. I won't deny it. Because, I'm pretty open. I mean, we have at least several hundred listeners. Mm-hmm. They now know. And you know
be
what?
Wary
it's cool.
Of the genus.
I've come to a point where it's okay.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think there's anything that I could
broadcast my penis over the internet.
Everyone has.
Not everyone.
I think most people have.
I don't think few people have.
I don't think so.
It's mostly girls.
It is mostly girls.
Guys like us, though. We don't
usually
care.
Don't.
We don't care.
But you're right, we don't care.
I mean, me and Gene don't care. You guys care.
I don't think they care. I think that this is how it works. They don't care, but they care that other people don't know that they don't care. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Because I put a lot of twists in there.
No. I'm lost in the All phrase. Right.
I think that most guys have done this.
I don't think so.
I really think
few guys have broadcast their penis. Because there's a lot of guys like Adam out there. Adam would never.
Adam would not do it. But I really think that if put in a situation where those guys were, you know, it was going to be in a mutual exchange.
Like the girl says, I won't show you my titties unless you show me your wiener.
Right.
I think
that they would do it.
Wiener view.
I think they would do it after a little while. They would want to do it.
So does she call
the
it...
The difference...
Does she call you Genie Weenie? For your teeny weenie? Don't put that water on me.
I almost threw my glass of water at him.
No,
but...
Jenner Wiener. Genus Penis.
It did in elementary school.
Was it,
Let me say it, you'll mess it up.
Okay, I always forget.
You know, elementary school was particular about these kind of things. There are kids that are very creative, and they like to label people with different nicknames.
Right, they're good at rhyming as
they
well.
Are good.
Poetic elementary schoolers as they are.
And, you know, my nickname, of course...
Of course.
...was Genie Weenie in a Bikini with no ding-a-lingy.
Yeah, that's good.
That was mine.
Fortunately, I have a name like Isaiah... Which has nothing in the entire world that rhymes with it.
Isaiah.
There's no single word that rhymes with it. You could say, like, Isaiah, or...
Well, what did they say?
Or the player, Isaiah.
What did they say to you, about
said
you?
Said nothing to me.
They never thought of anything.
There's nothing that rhymes.
But you were homeschooled.
Because we used to say, Isaiah, every once in a while, but it wasn't bad.
Now, here's the...
And my initials are ICP, and I got some flack for that.
Okay.
People would be like, UCP?
This was before that crappy clown group came out.
Yeah, and then when the clown group came out, I was awesome. I was a cool kid on the block then.
Now, why do kids do this? They're always making up names for people. Everyone has a name. You didn't have a name, but most people do.
Most people do. A lady came in today and told me that she'd never met a real-life Isaiah before.
Few and far between.
And the weird thing is, the day before that, a black kid came up to me and said, "Hey, you have the same name as me."
That must have made you feel bad.
Probably the 50th black Isaiah I've met in my life.
I don't know too many black Isaiahs.
There's a movie called Losing Isaiah.
Is there?
Yeah, about a lady who adopts a black kid, and the black mom comes back all like, "Bitch, give me my kid back. I was a slut at the time. I was doing cocaine and shit, but I want my kid." And the court's like, "Black mama needs to have the black baby. You don't want to be having no black woman with no white lady with a black baby. That'd be racist." And long story short, he grows up, becomes a rap singer, and kills somebody and goes to jail.
That sucks.
That's what you get for being black.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. Black people have, one of three options. Mm-hmm. Prison, rap star, basketball. And the two legitimate professions always seem to lead to prison anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I figure why not
basketball
just choose...
Basketball and rap.
Why not just choose the prison?
Yeah, most of them do.
I think Michael Jordan is the only successful black person to walk this earth.
And Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is
He's half, though.
He's half,
what, Cambodian? Something?
Yeah. How does a Cambodian end up with a black person?
I don't know.
You rarely see Beyonce. She's half Asian.
Is she?
I think so.
It's hard to tell. They all look so the same.
I guess. I don't remember what that stemmed off of. What were we talking about?
Penis is, let's move on.
There was something we were discussing earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, let's talk about this on the show.
You were over there.
Uh-huh.
And I was here. it was about the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
Isaiah has an interesting theory on the lottery.
So
we're going to listen to this real quick.
So, I was thinking about the lottery. I was thinking...
Try not to make fun of him until the end.
How strange is it that I live in a state where gambling's illegal, yet there is a state-run gambling program for people to spend their money on?
Called the lottery.
Now, the whole reason behind the not gambling law is because people get addicted and spend their money at casinos. Well, I know for a fact that there are people addicted to playing Texas lottery.
Okay.
And the reason this is okay is because it's done by the state and they make a crap load of money off of it. It's a hypocritical justification issue.
I'm gonna make 2 points here. One, the reason that it's illegal is because when you go into a casino, your environment changes. Suddenly, you're in a controlled environment.
When I go into a 7-Eleven, my environment changes. I'm not listening to you. You can keep talking.
You now have an entire building dedicated to gambling. Everything around you is about gambling. It's about playing games, taking risks. You go to a 7-Eleven, you get your gas, you buy a burrito, you get a Slurpee, and when you check out, maybe you can buy a lotto ticket. Okay,
You waste just as much money on the hot dog and Slurpee.
What?
And then you buy a lotto ticket after buying
all that stuff. You're getting a hot dog and a Slurpee. You're not losing everything.
Doesn't matter.
That was stupid. That was dumb.
Still spending money.
Yeah, but not on
Either
gambling.
Way. Wait, so what? Okay. So what? Spending money is spending money. You don't have to eat.
So now you're saying that going to the movies is the same as gambling because you're spending money?
Yeah.
It's the same?
If I had a casino around here, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go to the movies, and I was like, no, I'd rather go gambling. Take that $7, go gambling. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Doesn't make sense.
Makes perfect sense. You're spending money either way.
No.
The fact is, you're having fun doing it, and you're not having fun going and buying a piece of paper.
Okay. The idea is that if you give them just the paper, instead of all the glitz and glamour and the lights and whatever, you give
but
them...
But why do it at all? To make money.
It's not only to make money.
Because they're giving people a chance to win money?
Because
it's fun?
I'm just saying...
Isn't it a recreation thing, Gene?
I'm not saying that it's right for them to do this, but comparing it to a regular casino or a band
the whole concept
two different
is to make
levels.
Money.
It's completely two different levels.
Well, these people don't have the option of going to a casino, and these people that are more prone to gambling are now giving money to the state.
Okay.
So... If, say, I was running a city, and there was a casino there, and, well, they were making a lot of money at that casino, but I wasn't making much money off of it, you know, as the owner of the state. Maybe I'll just shut down the casinos and start a state gambling program, and then I make all the money. And then no one wins. Because you always hear someone won the lottery.
And here's the tricky
part. What happens
to
these people?
Here's the tricky part, and this is the brunt of Isaiah's theory. Go ahead.
And these people that become multi-millionaires, there are some people that win hundreds of millions of dollars. What happens to these people? These people have more money than movie stars. If there's a $300 million lottery, you have more money than freaking, like, Brad Pitt.
No.
What happens to these people?
No. Here's what happens. They go out in the country... They buy a ranch.
Not with that much money. Not with that much money.
And they keep it. They put it in the bank.
No.
That's what they do.
Not at all. Okay, $150 million is so much money.
What are you going to do, man? You're going to buy a summer home. You're going to buy a place in the country. Maybe a place in the city. Take care of your relatives.
It's more than enough money.
Put a trust fund. But what are you looking for these people to do? This is what I don't understand.
I'm looking for these people to exist.
And what? Become headline news so you can hear about them?
If they have that much money, why aren't they on Lifestyles of Rich and Famous? Why aren't they on VH1?
Because there are too many billionaires
out there to be talking about lottery winners.
Most people aren't billionaires.
Most people aren't millionaires.
Most movie stars are just millionaires.
All right, so?
Not even as much as a lottery winner.
Okay. But I don't understand.
Yet I hear about them more.
Because they're celebrities.
It just matters that they have money.
No, it matters that you see them on television.
I see non-celebrities that have money.
Of course.
Yeah, I still
there are legitimate ways to make money. I just don't understand your point. Your point is that...
point is these people don't exist.
They do exist. Just because you don't hear about them doesn't mean they don't exist. They're just not newsworthy like, say, Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt is. Now, do you really think that The Inquirer or Star Magazine would be covering Joe Thompson's wedding because he won the lottery 5 years ago?
All I'm saying is there's not enough coverage to back it up. I've never known anyone that's ever won any money.
That's true. My dad won $100 once. Certainly that's not, you know, a big lottery, but it is a winning number.
Yeah.
Now, I think that this theory that no one wins is preposterous.
I don't know if anybody wins millions of dollars. Because literally, gambling, if you were to win $100 million, $60 million of it would go to taxes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's insane.
Not that much, but you're right.
Why? So the freaking gambling place, you know, only has a $50 million payout. Well, let's just say, well, there aren't going to be any winners this time. We'll make it $300 million. They don't make it $300 million. It's up by the amount of people, and they just keep doing it up so they get more money. And they tax the shit out of it. They make so much money. Why do they tax it so much?
Well, the tax is, you know, regulated.
Why?
It's not like they change it depending on how much...
Right, but it's more.
Well, it's more because it's a percentage, right?
Well, why? Why do they take so much out of winning that?
They tax everything. Why tax anything?
But things have different tax rates. Not that obligatory squeezy phone call.
What time is it?
Squeezy phone call. It is 12:50.
All right. The phone is ringing. Why?
Because Elise just got home and she's calling me to tell me that she got home.
Does she not know that we're doing a show? Why would she call?
Because she always calls me when she gets home. And it's during a show. Do you think we can get through a show without there being a phone call?
I guess not.
No.
You can't. You realize that it's always Elise. It's Elise
last
or work.
Last time it was work.
Elise or work.
Yeah.
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 I'm just making an observation.
Hey, man, it wouldn't be the Squizzy Show without my
phone. You're right.
So anyway...
We pretty much always had interruptions.
Saying don't... People waste their time playing the lottery.
Yeah, I'm not in support of the lottery. I'm saying
there's no reason for there not to be a casino. I'm saying that the only reason there's not casinos is that the government makes more money. I don't think they're really watching out for our well-being, otherwise they would ban cigarettes.
Well, you can't. We've been over this. You can't. Prohibition doesn't work.
Doesn't matter. It works on marijuana.
Well, you can't compare cigarettes and marijuana.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think
cigarettes
you
are more addictive than marijuana, and they cause cancer more than marijuana does.
Okay, but on a widespread.
Doesn't matter.
No. Cigarettes are more harmful than marijuana. You're right, but so many more people smoke cigarettes than marijuana. I mean, you can't.
It would slowly fade out. If they today made it illegal to smoke cigarettes,
it would never pass.
Why?
Because so many members of Congress and Senate and presidents and all they're smokers. They're not going to ban something like that. That'll never pass. And
just do it.
Anyone who does, they're never going to be voted into political office again. They're never going to do it.
So
it's political suicide.
Just because so
and
many
it won't
do
work
it.
Anyway.
All I'm saying is, just because a lot of people do it doesn't mean they should allow it to go on.
But you can't stop. You can't stop it. It's too widespread.
I guess.
You just can't. I mean, there's nothing you can... It's at a point where there's nothing you can do about it. The most effective thing are these truth ads. They come up, you know...
And they tax them a lot.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of tax
involved. And they make them more expensive, but... That just makes people spend more money on it, which is more harmful.
It does do, you know, that 1% or 2% of people that are going to be like, I can't
now
afford
smoking.
This anymore.
Smoking. This is an interesting topic for me. Now, What I can't for the life of me understand is ever since I was young, I've known that cigarettes are bad for you. I've known that they kill you. Now, I can understand, you know, 60 and 70 year olds out there. Well, cigarettes didn't used to be bad for you. Nobody knew they were bad for you. You know, science hadn't progressed that far. Now, old people smoke cigarettes. You know, that's fine.
Right.
I see so many young people smoking.
Right.
And I can't, for the life of me, understand why.
And, you know, parental watchdog groups will tell you that it's because of peer pressure. And it's the hip thing to
absolutely
do, but it is not the hip thing to do. If you're in high school today and you're smoking, good luck. Because you're not going to prom. You're just not.
I don't think so, man. But in Plano schools, a lot of kids smoke.
It's
hip to smoke.
It's not hip to smoke. It's hip to do drugs.
It's still hip to smoke.
I don't think so.
It is. Absolutely is.
I don't think it is.
It is.
I think
I'm
that...
I'm telling you. I
what,
know...
What the Plano girls... smoke. Are looking at? They're looking at these cute, attractive, you know, soft.
They all smoke, dude. All the Plano girls smoke.
I just don't understand.
They do. I'm not kidding. Every like, back when I was like going out with Jessica, all the hip, cool people, like the rich, Plano hot girls, they all smoke cigarettes.
I think that today, if we were to go do a survey at a Plano high school. Most girls would say that they would rather take I'm positive that they would take a non-smoker over a smoker. There's nothing attractive about a smoker.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Gone. No.
You're completely wrong about
girls. I don't
think
so.
You're completely wrong.
I don't think so.
Completely wrong. Okay. Well, we'll go to a club. We'll go back to downtown Dallas, and you will see that 99% of those plain old girls are smoking with smoking.
I'll say that 21 and up, yeah.
No. That doesn't matter. They're still Plano girls.
No, I'm talking about high school girls.
Depends on what level. Like
what are those,
senior high?
What are those, you know, the grades that peer pressure affects the most? Once you're a senior, it's kind of past. I would say that 7th, 8th grade, definitely. And then 9th and 10th grade.
That's varying from the point. What I'm saying is these people are starting smoking...
Even though they know
it's bad, and 100% across the board, when I talk to these people that smoke, they have a don't care when I die attitude or how it's going to die.
Right. My only point was that I don't think that peer pressure is causing it.
No, I do not think. I don't think peer pressure is causing it. I can't understand why people smoke.
I don't know.
I mean, I understand it's got the soothing effects and everything, but you know it's going to kill you slowly and painfully in front of the eyes of your entire family and friends. Yet what is the starting point? You take when you smoke. I mean, I've smoked a couple cigarettes before, but I would I would never get to the point where I get addicted to it. I would never own a pack of cigarettes. I would never go out and buy cigarettes. If I'm drinking and I want to get a little buzz, maybe I'll have a cigarette. But never would I get to the point where I'd be addicted to it. And there are people out there who are addicted to it, and they don't care. And it's every smoker that I know just doesn't care. There's so many people that don't care about their lives out there. Why? What gets people to this point that they don't care about their life?
It's a good question. I think a lot of it has to do with they don't know what they're doing. Especially around here. Nobody knows what they're doing.
What do you mean? Nobody knows.
Well, I mean,
like with life.
Yeah, I mean, once you're out of high school, if you didn't get, you know, you're not really into college, or what? I mean, what are you going to do? Basically, these people have one choice or two choices: get a job, you know, work 40 hours a week, or join the military. And they can't see out of this scope. And once you get caught in that kind of trap, you know, they just don't care because they're not going
to
the military.
Might as well start smoking.
I don't know.
No, I don't think that's
I'm
why
just
they
saying that.
Smoking.
I'm just saying that that's
everybody
why they
that,
keep smoking.
Everybody that I know that started smoking is because they have friends that are smoking. Honestly. And that's not peer pressure. Everyone that, you know, all my good friends, you know, that I know that smoke now, it's all started because they were in a situation where they were with friends, the friends are smoking, and they started hanging out with these friends more, and smokers will always offer you a cigarette.
Yeah.
They won't say, hey, man, smoke, it's cool. They'll be like, hey, you want a cigarette? I don't like to smoke alone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, oh, okay, well, sure. Puff, puff. That tasted really gross. My breath smells bad. It's in my hair and clothes. I have to take a shower before I go to sleep because it tastes so bad. I hang out with a friend the next day. Hey, man, smoke with me again. I don't like to smoke alone. They always say that. They're like, come out with me. Smokers always go outside to smoke, and they don't like to smoke alone. And I think this is just how it spreads.
But I don't understand why people, after the first one, why would you come back and smoke another one? Because after one, you certainly don't feel the effects.
No, you actually do. You do.
I have never felt that I needed another cigarette after I smoked one.
Right. You don't need another cigarette, but kind of think about it. I think about it sometimes.
I don't really think about it. No, I don't think I've ever think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever think about it.
I mean, I'll admit that I've thought about it before.
A helicopter landing in the yard.
It passes over at 1 a.m. every night. It's not 1 a.m. yet. My clock is an hour ahead.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what time it is.
I don't know. Either.
Going to Google. We're going to see what time it is. Looking up the time. The world clock. It's all right. Looking for it. Central.
Dallas?
Yeah.
I have Dallas in there.
All right. Good. Okay. Alright, well, we don't know what time it is. But that's okay.
It's midnight in Tokyo.
It's midnight in Tokyo. What? It's midnight here, and Tokyo is in China.
Sojay here. 3 p.m. 3 p.m. in Tokyo.
In Tokyo? Alright.
And it's midnight in Tegucigalpa. It's nice.
Two farts in a row while we were checking the time. Alright. So, we don't understand why people are smoking.
Yeah.
If you know why people are smoking, please send an email.
Send an email.
Still don't have it set up yet.
SquizzyRadio@gmail.com.
We're going to go ahead and keep the Gmail account right now until I even understand how to set it up. I honestly don't even know.
Yeah.
Going to have to look it up. Check out some facts.
Yeah. Gene sucks at making websites, so our websites suck.
I'm slow. I got some people trying to make that image header. If you guys think that you would rather do it, go ahead and get in contact with us. You should probably already know our contact information, SquizzyRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah, talk to the Foos. They're Asian, but they're pretty much the least Asian people I've ever known for Asianness.
All right.
They're like the older brother plays instruments like Wu, you know.
Okay. What's he play, the violin?
Violin and like six other instruments, which he's like
all
taught himself to play.
String instruments.
He plays flute too.
Okay.
And piano.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't think they hang out with like a lot of other Asians.
That's strange because Asians they tend to congregate in large
groups. They might, but they're like so laid back compared to other Asians. It's weird. I haven't figured them out so far, but I think they have like really laid back parents and stuff.
Okay.
That I'm not sure about that, but I get that feeling.
So you think they maybe they're more of a more Western family?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. Alvin's got me wondering about the whole Asian thing because all I can see him doing is like smashing stuff, becoming a monster truck driver.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I can see that.
You know, he's not really into school.
Who is?
Alvin.
No, but who is?
Asians.
That's true. They are.
Yeah, but Alvin's not.
What about the others?
He's got a defective gene.
Okay.
I think the older brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Definite school guy. Steven's the older one. Jonathan. On the computer a lot. probably on the computer right now. Maybe. But,
That's good radio, by the way. You can click on the AM.
Yeah.
I like that.
By the way, do you like Tyler's name?
Tyler Lofton.
His actual whole name.
Clever.
Pretty creative.
Clever.
I knew a guy who's couldn't figure out what to change his screen name to, and he changed his name to... His name's Kenneth. He changed it to Kenneth's new screen name. It's nice.
It's good. I pretty much had the same screen name for 900 years.
Yeah, me too. So I've had mine since AOL 1. 1.0.
Good. What were we saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
The food. We're talking about
the
foods.
You started to say something, and then
let's talk about the foods. No, I said he's probably on right now.
Yeah, but no, just now you started to say something. You went.
I was saying late night squizzies.
Ah,
weird squizzy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's late.
Talking about you.
Know, to my own credit, I wanted to do this show several hours ago, but we decided we had to watch the movie. First.
We needed to watch it because it was so bad. I would say that it was worse than Midnight Skater.
No.
Yeah.
Midnight
Skater had some entertaining.
Here's the thing about Midnight Skater is that it was supposed to be bad. Yeah. You were supposed to know that it's bad.
It was horrible.
With Saw, it was actually presented as a good movie,
uh-huh.
but still bad. So, yeah, they've probably committed a worse crime. Saw is probably a little bit
Midnight
worse.
Midnight Skater!
No. My penis. My penis,
my
no.
My penis, oh.
God.
It's gone. My
cut off my penis.
Cock.
It's my
gone.
Penis.
Yeah, Midnight Skaters is, like, movie I picked up from GameStop. That,
it was like a dollar.
I picked it up, and I looked at the back, and I said, this looks like it was made on a home video camera. And it was. It was made on a home video camera by some college students. And, just insane. It had, like, the worst acting you could possibly imagine. All right, I'll set up the first scene of the movie for you, because this is one of my favorite scenes.
I'm trying to remember if we've done this.
Any movie.
I'm trying to remember if we've done this or not.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure we have.
I know we've talked about it casually.
We talked about it to each other and other people.
We've done it on the show. Pretty sure we talked about it on the show. Pretty sure. Can't remember. Well, you should see it. You should go to get your...
I don't remember ever talking about it.
I'm pretty sure that we did. Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
I mean, Gene's probably right. So, I'm not going
to
tell you.
I seem to always be right about these kinds of things.
Okay, fine. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
But we recommend that you go to your Netflix or Blockbuster account and try to find this movie. You're gonna
you won't
like
find it.
I think you'll find it. You might
Midnight
find
Skater?
It.
Midnight Skater? You won't find it.
This has been a very off-mic oriented night. Isaiah's been basically going to every site you can think of. Midnight Skater. He's putting in Midnight Skater in the Blockbuster.com. Let's see if it comes up. Oh!
Oh, shizzle.
Did it come up?
It did come up.
So you guys can go ahead.
With it doesn't have any explanation or picture of the movie at all. It doesn't have a member rating.
All right. Looking at it.
It's got Demon Summer on here as well,
which is by the same
people.
Alright, so you guys, if you want to see Midnight Skater, you can go ahead and go to your Blockbuster.com account, which I know that you guys all have because it's a better deal.
Better than Netflix?
Ugh. So you can go to Blockbuster and check out Midnight Skater. Watch it with your mother.
Yeah. There's no other way to watch it. If you're by yourself watching it, it's not cool. Gotta have a friend.
Yeah. You're going to fall asleep if it's by yourself. Need to watch it. Isaiah's getting tired.
I work.
It's about that time for you.
I work today. I got up early today. It was a crappy day.
How so?
The air conditioner at my work exploded. The transformer inside the air conditioner blew up.
Good.
So I had no air conditioning.
That was me.
Thanks. And the entire parking lot was being torn out and replaced, which means they put down lime, you know, the corrosive substance or whatever. It smells like a baby diaper filled with poo and cabbage.
Okay.
And then after that, there's a lot of noise where they're like breaking up the cement, and then they put down new asphalt, properly named because it smells like ass, and it burns the lungs.
Does it?
Yeah. So it was a really slow day. The air conditioner went out, and it smelled like butt the entire time I was working.
That's unfortunate.
Not a good day. And plus, on top of that, I don't know whether I open or close tomorrow.
So what are you going to do? Just going to wait? Hope they call you?
I always go in on the days that I don't know.
And what? And if you don't, what? You just go home?
Yeah. Better to be safe than sorry.
That's true. Somebody, but it'd be better to know your schedule than now. Not know your schedule. You know.
I write the schedule. I should know.
You should know. I'm kind of pissed off, though. Because I lost my PlayStation 2 memory card while I was here. We never found it.
Still haven't. Never seen it anywhere.
It has my save games for Final Fantasy X2.
You're never going to play that game.
I'm going to play it.
Game sucks.
It's good.
No, it isn't.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
You get to play as NSYNC, but girls.
Still Final Fantasy.
They dance.
I don't care.
You play as singers.
I don't care.
It's crap.
I like Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, a lot of people like Final Fantasy games, and a lot of people didn't like that game. You didn't play Final Fantasy XI, did you?
No, of course not.
Yeah, because it sucks.
It's not a Final Fantasy
game. It is.
It's not.
There are more hardcore Final Fantasy people than you out there playing it.
I particularly like Yuna and the Tidus story. I like it. Titus, whatever.
I'll ruin it for you right now.
If you do, I will walk out.
I'm going to tell you.
And I will never... I swear to God, I won't
talk to you.
I swear to God,
story
I won't talk to you for another month. I will not answer your calls.
Is that...
I will not. I'm not
Yuna
even kidding. I'm not kidding.
Summoner.
I'm not kidding. I won't do it.
Why?
Because I'm particular about these kind of things.
Why?
Because I enjoy playing it.
Sucks. You'll never play through that game.
I will play through
it.
No,
you won't. You'll never play through it. I'm going to tell you.
No.
You're not going to play it before you play Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't ruin anything. You'll never play through this
game. Yeah, I will. And I swear to God.
There are five different endings.
I swear to God.
Are you going
to
play through it five times?
I'm going to play through it until I get the good ending, but I still don't want to know anything about
it. You have to play through it five times to get the ending.
No, you don't. You just have to do everything perfect.
No one does that in the first try.
I do.
I
have the guide.
Doesn't matter. You still can't do it with the guide. I've talked to people, Gene. Oh, the minimum amount of times is three. Three.
I don't care. Then I'll play through it three times.
No, you won't.
I'm going to get the good ending.
What happens is...
I swear to God, if you do tell me, and this is my serious face, we've been friends for a long time, and I'd hate to ruin that over this.
Well, I think it'd be pretty stupid for you to ruin it over a game
Fantasy. I think that it would be stupid for you to continually press this when I don't want you to tell me. That's what
I think
is stupid.
I want to tell you. I want to ruin it.
I don't want you to ruin it.
I think it'd be fun.
It would not be fun.
It'd be great.
It would, in fact, damage our overall trust.
What trust? I tell you, I'm going to tell you something cool.
I don't want to know.
I don't think you do.
No, I don't. If I did, I would say, would you please ruin the game for me?
Yes, I would.
No. But I didn't say asking. That. I did, in fact, say don't ruin it several hundred times.
It's not ruining anything because
it
the
is
game
ruining.
Sucks.
It doesn't matter.
That's what happens.
I'm going to walk out.
Can walk out. We're doing a show.
I will do it. You know, if you want to finish this show,
finish it. I'll finish it alone.
All right.
Need you to do the Squizzy show.
I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave. That's what I'm gonna do. I mean, I'd hate to take it that
so
far.
So you know that.
I'd hate
Yoda kills Anakin, right?
I'm taking it.
remember when I moved in you. Right. You're particular about your Star Wars too?
Yeah.
But
I already know that's not true.
That much of a geek?
Because I already know how he dies.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody. Everybody that comes into my store, I tell them that Yoda kills him. So that they will go into the movie. So one guy got really upset at me.
If it's true, I'll be pissed off. I hate spoilers.
I thought you just said that you knew.
I don't, though. That was a bluff.
No, but it will have the biggest fight scene in any movie. Longest.
Cool.
The whole movie is a fight scene.
Maybe it won't suck.
The ending one is between Yoda and Anakin.
Darn.
Yoda kills him.
Well, we'll see. I would really hate if that were true. Because I hate spoilers. I think it's pretty much what I hate more than anything in the world. I hate...
It's not a spoiler.
It is a spoiler.
It's a movie either way.
Yeah.
You already know what happens. You already know it turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah, but part of the movie is enjoying the experience.
It's no experience.
It is an experience.
Maybe. I could know the ending to every movie I ever saw. It wouldn't change my experience.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Because you're all...
I knew the story of the Matrix before I went and saw it.
Matrix didn't have a surprise ending.
The first Matrix was like... revolutionary. I knew what it was all
about. Everyone knew what it was about.
No, nobody knew.
Everyone talked about it. There wasn't a surprising twist. Now, tell me, would The Sixth Sense, would that have been as good if you knew?
I knew.
And you really think it was good?
It's awesome. Great movie.
Yeah, maybe you figured it out. But if someone had told you, what would have been the point? All of his movies.
I just watched a movie too.
If you knew the ending, it would be a waste of time.
I would have gladly known the ending to The Village and then not seen it. I wish somebody would have told me.
I liked it. I didn't necessarily like the movie. I thought the movie was eh, but I thought the ending was well thought out.
Somebody would have told me, then I wouldn't have had to play it. That's why I'm trying to keep you from playing Final Fantasy X2, because
no,
it's not worth it.
It is worth it. To
it's
me,
really
it,
not
it
worth it.
It doesn't matter what the ending is.
The ending's so bad.
It doesn't matter, because I still want
it's
to discover
so
it myself.
Bad.
Doesn't matter to
it's
me.
The weakest ending.
You don't understand. The point is that I do it and watch the ending
and know
nothing about it and enjoy the experience.
Even if it's
not the best.
The worst 90 hours you've ever spent.
I would rather spend those 90 hours than be disappointed in the ending than for you to tell me the ending now and stop playing. All right, I would.
So if we would have known what Saw was like previous to the movie, then you still would have watched it?
I knew it was bad going in. The very first thing I said was, this movie's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was bad. I still
watched
it.
I didn't know
it
was going to be that bad, though.
Still, I knew it was going to be
bad. I wish I hadn't watched it.
No, because, it was still a fun experience.
Not really. It was pretty crappy. We could have done the show instead.
We could have done the show. You're right. But, you don't... you're missing out. It's the experience that matters. It doesn't matter if the end result isn't that great. You still do it for the experience. It's still a fun experience overall.
Not that game, though.
Yeah. Tell me, would Final Fantasy VII have been as good?
If you would have known what? You can't even tell somebody that ending.
If you knew that Aeris was going to die? And you were expecting it the whole time?
Now, if I knew that Aeris was going to die, that would have been pretty weird. That I will admit, but I'm telling you, the ending to X2 is nothing like that.
It doesn't matter. It's the same principle.
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't, because it gives me nothing to look forward to.
Bad.
I don't care. You don't understand.
All right. We're going to move on. Spend way too much time on this.
So you kept pressing.
She's a whiny little baby.
Not a whiny little baby. I just don't like it when people ruin things for me.
Star Wars geek.
I'm not a Star
not allowed
Wars
to
geek.
Tell spoilers
no.
here.
No, that's not what it is. It's not about spoiler. Star Wars. It's not a Star Wars thing. I do it with everything. That's why I hate talking to Adam about Naruto. Because he always ruins something every time I talk to him.
I don't like it. I'm Jean.
I just don't understand.
I don't like it. I don't want to hear you talk. I stop saying the things I don't like. Ah, Gene, stop it.
So what happens?
Walking out. Alright. Oh, my butt hurts.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been sitting too long.
You.
You didn't just own me.
I did. It was like ownage session.
No, it wasn't an ownage session.
Everybody knows how whiny you are now.
I'm not whiny. This is my only pet peeve. This is the only pet peeve that I have.
I don't know. You have other pet peeves.
Like what?
You don't like it whenever I put my feet on your chair.
That's a comfort issue. I mean, that's pretty normal. People don't like, you know, people's bodies all over them. If it's not in a sexual situation, people typically don't like that.
It's still a pet peeve, though.
It's not a pet peeve. It's. I mean, most people are like that. That's like, you know.
You don't like it when people stop you from jacking off.
I don't like that.
You don't like it when your dad walks in on you while you're jacking it. You don't like that. It's a pet peeve.
That's not a pet peeve. No one would like that. It's not a pet peeve. That's just something that most people don't like.
Something you don't like.
A pet peeve is something that you specifically have a thing about. You can't, you know.
I wouldn't care if my dad walked in and I was jacking it.
Would you continue while he watched?
Not while he was watching.
It would be an embarrassing situation, though.
Yeah. I think I'd enjoy it.
You think you would enjoy it?
Yeah. Have fun with it. Turn around, cock in hand. Hey, what's up? Jacking it.
Oh.
Get out. Unless you want to watch. In which case, you're going to pay me. If he pays me, then you can watch.
That seems reasonable. I'm just saying, that's my pet peeve. That's my one pet peeve. I think that's really my problem, my only one. Just don't like it. Get kind of pissed off about it. A little angry.
I know the ending of Star Wars, though.
Yeah, I know you do.
Anakin turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah, I know that, too.
So you're not going to see it now? Because you know?
No, because I already knew. Everyone knows that. That's not...
Not
the
everyone.
Thing, okay.
I know people who don't know it.
There are people that know it. Everyone knows it.
Not everyone. I know.
The thing about okay,
never
here's
saw them.
Here's the spoiler about Episode 3. It's the entire movie. It's not about what happens at the end. It's about what happens to make what happens.
A lot of fighting
at the end.
Tell you that, I'll spoil that for you.
Okay, well, that's obvious. All I'm
Yoda
saying
fights.
Is that, you know...
It's where Yoda dies.
Who doesn't die?
The real Yoda.
Oh. The fake Yoda.
The other
Yoda.
One was fake.
The fake Yoda comes in.
It's a clone.
Yoda
you didn't
clone.
Know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know there's an army of Yodas in the next movie?
I didn't know that.
If that happened, then I would love that movie more than any other movie. more than life itself. Army of Yodas.
Here's your spoiler for you. You will die alone.
Yeah.
It's not a Star Wars thing. It's just it's an everything. It's an everything thing. It's an everything.
So
thing
if you
thing.
If we went to a restaurant, you went to eat something. I was like, that shit tastes bad right there. You'd be pissed off because I told you.
No, no. This only applies to something of a cinematic value, a game, or a movie. Come on, you have to know what I'm talking about. You know.
I think it's ridiculous. I'm trying to keep you from wasting time.
No, that's not the point. The point is I don't want to know. All right, now, if you said that to me about the meal, and I said... What? Nothing.
Nothing.
And I said...
I wonder if that was... That made it to recording.
Did it?
It's farted really loud. It'd be awesome.
Be impressive if it did. I really don't think that it did. Might have, though. You know, if I still wanted to eat that meal because I'd never had it and you said, oh, that tastes bad, but it was something that I still wanted to do, I would probably still eat it. If I was like, well, I'd never had it before and...
The worst episode.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's...
People don't care.
People don't care.
What are we talking about?
It's not that bad. Not that bad. People like us for us. They don't care what we do. We could sit here, we could sing and dance for an hour and a half. No one would care.
Man, I like that better than us arguing, you whining about not
I'm not whining. You keep dragging this out. I've wanted to move on so many times, but you just keep dragging it out. I just don't know why we have to keep talking about it. So let's just move on.
Okay.
All right. So how are things?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Dragon Warrior 8's coming out.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Is that out in Japan? Mm-hmm. Is it any good?
Yeah.
How do you know?
It's good. All the artwork's done by Akira Toriyama.
Yeah?
Again.
Cool.
He did Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I know. He did Chrono Trigger, too.
Final Fantasy 3.
Did he?
I don't know.
I made that up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why Chrono Trigger came out. This is a collaboration between, you know, the best.
Yo,
best of the best.
The guy who did the artwork on Final Fantasy 3 is working on the new Xbox RPG.
Yeah, I know.
Woo! Oh. Nice. You should have put the mic up there.
Should have, but didn't.
She farted. It sounded like a creaky door opening. It's like...
It did.
That's cool.
Yeah, I heard most of the Final Fantasy team got moved to the Xbox.
Not most of them. It's a few.
Thought,
couple.
What's his name? Sakaguchi?
Takagawa.
Takagawa?
Mitsuhori.
Mitsuhori Takagawa. That's not what I'm thinking about.
Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi? What? No,
Toriyama.
You know. No.
Wakasashi.
What's his name? The guy that made the Final Fantasy games. He wrote them.
Sunikaguchi.
Such an H.
Yahama.
He won some big video game award.
Yamakasa Hoshi-sama.
That's not his name, I don't think. It's close, though. I keep thinking Hiroshima, but I know that's not it.
That's pretty place sure that's... we owned.
Yeah. Own it hard. With a bomb. Isaiah doesn't like late shows. He has trouble articulating words.
Not double. Not double. We have trouble. We are dead late. We talk late.
Alright. Well, we are at about that time.
Me no talk late. Late talk.
You know, Isaiah got a check today. But I can't open.
Blah, 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 blah.
Repair.
Ah.
Ripping open his...
Blah, 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 blah,
check that he got. Gonna try not to... With this side up... Oh, I gotta rip this side too. Right?
Oh, yeah, look.
What are you doing? Worst show ever.
Yeah. Don't even...
Do I do this?
I'm going to tell you now not to listen to this show. So if you happen to skip to the end of the show, don't worry about listening to the middle part because nothing happened.
Oh. Just going to put that down.
Just rip it up, man. Open it.
Nah.
Open it.
All right.
Just rip it. Doesn't matter. Throw it away anyway. You didn't have to do that.
I ripped it open. Alright. It's like several hundred dollars. Let me put the pieces back together. Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah, not too bad. There's a lot of money in there.
I think so. It all goes to bills.
Yeah. Alright, guys, well, this has been a pretty bad episode.
Pretty bad.
And it's like Isaiah's fault.
Gene's fault. He just wouldn't let me tell him. Being
what?
A little bitch.
Yeah. No, it's your fault for dragging it out. Look, you're still dragging it out. You can't stop
it. Say you're a little bitch about it.
You can't. I'm not being you're being a bitch about it. You won't stop. You can't stop until you have your way. You have to keep it going. You have to keep it going.
Trying to help.
What's your help? I don't want it. God damn it. Alright, guys, so this has been another episode of Squizzy Radio. If you have questions, comments, emails,
hate mail about this episode in particular. You're not allowed to have hate mail about any other episode. It's your one chance.
Yeah, you can have some. Please send an email out to squizzyradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and
Gmail.
We might respond.
Tin Man.
Dude. We might read your email on the air, and then you will be a celebrity.
Yeah.
And you're that's what everyone wants.
Whenever you listen to this radio show.
And we can hear about you in 20 years, unlike the fake lottery winners.
Yeah.
So this is Gene here, Squeezy Radio, saying, Shpudoink.
This is Izzy, Sleepy, for Squeezy Radio, saying, Shpudoink. I'm too tired.